Wives of the prophets in this land. Wives of the prophets in this land. Wives of the prophets in this land. Wives of the prophets in this land.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our program Wives of the Prophets. Today, inshallah, we will continue our discussion from where we left it in our last episode and learn more about Sayyidatuna Sara Rahmatullahi alayha, who was the wife of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. But before we do that, as usual, let's first of all enlighten our hearts by listening to a virtue of sending salutations upon the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that he who recites Salat upon me 50 times a day, I will shake hands with him on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in our last episode, we spoke about Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam when they migrated to Egypt. And the tyrant king who would oppress the people who would visit that land, who would visit Egypt by overtaking the wife from the husband, by making the husband divorce the wife and then dominating the wife. And same was the case with Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha safe from that tyrant king. And we covered this in our last episode with how he fell prey to punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as soon as he proceeded towards Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha with an evil intention, with an ill intention. Now, over here, ulama, they mention that why did Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha attain this rank, that her dua was instantly answered and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept her safe from the oppression of the tyrant king, that he could not dominate her, which was his practice, he would do so with other women. But Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha was saved from this oppression of the tyrant king. The ulama, they mention that this rank was given to her because she rahmatullahi alayha would not disobey Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And because of this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted her such elevated rank that her dua was instantly answered. Now, those Islamic sisters who are married, they need to ponder upon their state over here, that in the light of this beautiful account, we learn that Islamic sisters, they should obey their husbands. All the permissible commands that they give to their wives, they must obey their husbands in those commands. Insha'Allah, they would also attain high ranks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we learn from this very account of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha and the reason for her attaining of such highly elevated ranks. Now moving forward, let's talk about the children of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, the offspring that she was blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is stated that Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha had reached the age of 90 years. She was 90 years old and up until now she had no children, no offspring were given to her by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, she rahmatullahi alayha at the age of 90 was given the glad tidings of pious offspring. And the account of how this glad tiding was given to her is as follows. Once a few angels, they came in the court of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the number of those angels were 10 or 12 angels came in the court of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, and amongst those angels was also Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam. Now, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he would always look after his guests. He was very, very hospitable. Now, when these angels came in the form of guests to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam went to his house and brought a very healthy, nice roasted lamb for the guests. He placed it before them so that they could eat it. However, the guests, they did not proceed ahead towards eating that lamb that was presented before them by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now because of that, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam felt a bit of fear inside his heart that in case they cause any harm to him. So upon this, when the angel saw that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is feeling a bit of fear, so they said to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam that do not fear, because we are angels and we've been sent to punish the nation of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, and because we are angels, that's why we are not eating anything. Now, whilst all this conversation was taking place between the angels and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha was listening to all this conversation, standing behind a veil in her house. And upon listening to this entire discussion, Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha was also smiling. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha the glad tiding of her son, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, and of his son, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. So the glad tiding of a son, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, and of her grandson, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, was given to Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha at this very occasion at the age of 90. And she had reached the age of 90. Now, the reason why this glad tiding was given to Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha was because women normally get more excited than men when they come to know about children, when they come to know about offspring. And another reason for giving this glad tiding to Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha was that up until now she did not have any children, whereas Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam from Sayyidatuna Hajra rahmatullahi alayha. So these are a few reasons that ulama, they've mentioned for this glad tiding to be given to Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha. Now, another reason or another glad tiding hidden within this glad tiding was that she would live further longer to see even her grandchild, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam. Because remember, the glad tiding was regarding her son, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, and then his son, meaning the son of Ishaq alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam as well. So there was another glad tiding hidden within this glad tiding that she would live up to the age where she would also see her grandchild, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. Now, Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, she was quite surprised and astonished to hear this glad tiding, because she had reached the age of 90, and this was out of norm for someone aged 90 to have children. So upon this, she said that a son will be born to me, whereas I've become old now. I'm over 90 years old, and my husband is also very old. He is 120 years old, and children being born to old people is something very, very astonishing. It's very, very amazing, something out of norm. So this is what Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, she said. And upon this, the angels, they said, which has also been mentioned in the Holy Quran in 73rd verse of Surah Hud, where it has been stated,
أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ إِنَّهُ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ.
Translation from Kunzul Iman: Are you astonished at the work of Allah? Allah's mercy and His blessings be upon you, O people of this house of Ibrahim, indeed only He is all praiseworthy, most honorable. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this very speech of angels, what did it mean? It meant that, O Sara, rahmatullahi alayha, why are you being surprised? Why are you being astonished over this? As you belong to such a household, which is a place for mu'jazat, miracles to be manifested. It is a house where actions, practices out of norms take place, and it is the house where the mercy and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descend. So this is what was the purpose, the purport of angels when they said what has been mentioned in the Quran to Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, that there's nothing to be amazed of, there's nothing to be astonished of. And it is stated that 1 year after this glad tiding was given to Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, then Sayyiduna Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam was born to Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha. And what a great reward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha with was that her son Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam also became a prophet. So a pious son was given granted to her at the age of 90, when normally people do not have children. And not only that, the son not only became a pious son but also became a prophet. Subhanallah, what great honor was bestowed upon Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha. And dear viewers of Madani Channel, there's a beautiful narration regarding Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, which is reported on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu, who states that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that the offspring of believers, they are kept on a mountain in paradise. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, they look after them. And on the day of judgment, those children will be returned back to their parents. So we come to know that those children who depart this world, who pass away in their infancy, whilst they're toddlers, whilst they're young, they are alhamdulillah kept on a mountain in paradise. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sara rahmatullahi alayha look after them. And on the day of judgment, they'll be handed over to their parents. Subhanallah, beautiful reward for those whose children they pass away in a young age. So we should remain content upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even upon this very calamity, instead of complaining and mourning. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, she passed away in the city of Hebron. And it is stated that at the time of her passing, she was 127 years of age. She was 127 years old when she, rahmatullahi alayha, passed away. And upon her passing, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam became extremely saddened. And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, buried her in one of the caves of Hebron. This is where the blessed shrine of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha is. And it is also stated that the blessed shrines of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ishaq alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam are also situated within the same very cave. And this very cave is now called Magharatul Makfila, meaning the cave of patriarchs. And this is situated in under Masjidul Khalil in Hebron. And how great this cave is, how great are the shrines of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, where also the shrine of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam are also situated. How great they are. They are the place where our du'as are accepted. Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Ahbar rahmatullahi alayhi states that before the time comes when you're stopped from visiting the blessed court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the blessed shrine of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and there are turmoils, there are evils, there are fitnas created between you and there, you should visit that court, meaning the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, frequently. Visit it in abundance and present durood, present salat in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu anh and Faruqi Azam radiyallahu anh. And then when you're stopped from visiting those courts, when you're stopped from visiting the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and when fitnas, they are created between you and visiting that very court, then you should travel and visit the shrine of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and present salat in that very court and supplicate in abundance, because in that proximity the dua is accepted. In the proximity of the shrine of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, where also the shrines of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, Ishaq alayhi salam and Yaqub alayhi salam are situated, in that proximity du'as are accepted. And he further states that whoever supplicating the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam a wasila, a medium, then sooner or later his dua will be accepted. So we come to know that the blessed shrine of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the blessed shrine of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, the blessed shrine of Sayyidina Ishaq and Yaqub alayhi salam, are the places where our du'as are accepted. And we also come to know that we've been instructed in a narration that there will be a time when we'll be stopped from visiting the blessed court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the court of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, which is the heartbeat of every Muslim, every devotee of the Prophet. When that time comes, then we should visit the court of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, which is also the court of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha. Send durood over there, send salat over there when we visit there, and supplicating the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, presenting Ibrahim alayhi salam as a medium. Insha'Allah azza wa jal, we will see our du'as will be accepted. Insha'Allah azza wa jal. So dear viewers of Madani channel, this was a brief account of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha. We pray in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of mercies and blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyidatuna Sara rahmatullahi alayha, and forgive us all without accountability for her sake. Ameen. Bijahin nabiyyin ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam. Wives of the prophets in Islam.